Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I actually wanted to sit outside and record this beautiful new episode with the sound of nature in the background, but to be honest, it is so noisy out there. There are kids screaming, there's construction work going on, and it's not idyllic. It's not ideal. But I wanted to make sure that you get the best sound possible, so I'm in my room, as always. And today's episode is kind of inspired by music, because I have realized once again that music is really... I don't know if you can hear this, but my brother is sitting next door, and he is playing, gaming, and... Sometimes it's just obnoxious. But oh well, let's continue. So music has this really amazing healing ability, and I have noticed this just... My brother is getting on my nerves. I'm laughing, but internally I'm like not amused. No, actually, I'm a really nice sister, to be honest. I'm really understanding, and I am, most of the time, I'm really calm, and I'm gonna have to get my brother's input on this, but I'll report back. Okay, I decided to actually ask my brother right now, and he said, sometimes I am too caring, most of the time... I'm too sassy. And sometimes I'm just outright crazy. And he said, I'm all of the things that you can wish for, but sometimes too much of everything. I think I can live with that. It's really nice. Maybe I should make it a reoccurring thing to ask people what they think about me. But I think that would kind of just nurture this idea that it's important what other people think about you. And I don't really agree with that. I think it's important what we think about ourselves and that we're happy with who we are. And it's not so much of interest what other people think about us, because there are always going to be people who... Someone's calling me. Okay, so my mom just called and I just took the opportunity and asked her what she thinks about me, which is so ridiculous. But she said, I'm pretty, intelligent, nice, with a sharp mind. I'm a good advisor, and I'm sleepy, which is true because I'm tired most of the time. But yeah, what I actually wanted to say before I focused a lot on what other people think about me, I wanted to say that it's not so important what others think about us, because there's always going to be people who... dislike us, who think we're strange or weird, or who just simply can't relate to the person that we are. And that's so okay, because there's going to be other people who absolutely adore us for who we are. And it's a natural thing, and it's just something that we should come to terms with. I think it's a lot more interesting to polarize. I've talked about this in previous episodes, actually in season one of Sweet But Salty, that it's so much better to polarize and to be liked by some and hated by others, not necessarily hated, but disliked by others, because that means that you are an interesting personality and you have different sides, different characteristics about you that make you unique and make you stand out. I would much rather have a handful of people like me and what I do and absolutely adore the person that I am, and some others dislike me, then kind of be semi-liked by everybody, which essentially would mean that they don't care about me. So yeah, that's something completely different than I intended for this episode, but I kind of like this topic, so I think it's important that I touched on this. But what I actually wanted to talk about is the beautiful, beautiful power of music. Because when I struggle with, let's say, anxiety or feeling weird in my life, not knowing where to go, working on music really calms me down. It gives me so much inner peace and this beautiful feeling of accomplishment when I finish a song demo or just create something new. And I have realized that I love working visually as well. I'm visually creative. I like beautiful things. I like making things, creating things on Photoshop and InDesign and stuff like that. But it's not the same. Music hits you differently. It goes a lot deeper and it kind of touches your emotion on a whole different level. And that's why I think it's so uplifting to work on music and to produce something, because you express your emotions and your thoughts in such a raw and vulnerable way, and you make it relatable to other people if you choose to share your music. I'm kind of in the process of finding my style and my sound, and I would really love to work with other people and to collaborate with other people on my music and see where that goes. Because when you collaborate with other people on creative endeavors, there's always this element of surprise when you don't know what's happening. And yeah, that's just magic. It's like you get a result that is so much better than what you thought it could be. And that's just beautiful. And never underestimate the healing power of creativity and art and music and creative expression, because in the end, you create something lasting and something that is very unique and could have never been created without you being involved. And that's why I love creativity and everything around it. And that's why I'm so happy that I'm able to write my master's thesis about creative leadership, which has also to do with creativity. And I'm actually in the process of reading a book about it, which I'm not very motivated to do, to be very honest. But I think I'm going to have to just push myself a little and get back into reading again. All right. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. If you did, make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts and also rate my entire podcast over there. That would really help me out a lot. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.